Check. Stop recording. Connected.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to
7247 Sequence Storm. Team, the ultimate
Sequence Storm.
Sequence Storm 01, column 2.
Arcade button. Continue button.
Game.
Press enter to activate.
Now, this is take 2 of this video because, well, I was set up for console gameplay and I had to switch over. I'm going to make a profile to solve that problem I'm using one profile in OBS. I'm going to switch that pretty much after this demo. It'll be a little different. I don't know how to basically delete and start over. Not that I really want to right now. But when you first start the game, if you're using a keyboard, you're going to automatically get this game is not fully accessible yet per se. But it is gradually being worked on by the developers, so if you want to support this game, download the demo, see if you like it, or you know, listen to this demo I'm about to give, and check it out. It's pretty awesome. We got fully narrated
arcade
menus,
button, options button, credits button. Buy Sequence Storm on Steam button, quit button, continue button, arcade button, options button.
No, I'm gonna
press
go
enter
in here
to
activate. Accessibility.
Game mode selection, accessibility button, accessibility, narration checkbox, checked, narration speed selection, selected, normal, adjust the speed of faster, fastest, normal, fastest, narration volume, value 7, adjust the volume of narration, press left, audio cues, button, edit the audio cues used in audible cues mode, press enter to activate.
Edit the audible cues.
Audio cues options. Vertical menu with 19 items. Column 0 panning. Value minus 5. Press left and right to change. Column 0 sound selection. Selected. Bass drum. The sound associated with the D key. Press left and right to change.
Okay. Oh, cool. So this is like a learn game sounds. Okay.
Column 0 panning. Value minus 5. Press left and right to change.
Alright, so that pans to the left.
Column 0 sound selection. Column 0. Column 1 sound selection. Selected. Snare. The sound associated with the F key. Press left and right to change.
Snare. Okay. D, F.
Column zero sound selection, selected, bass drum, the sound associated with the D key, press left, column one panning, value minus one, column two sound selection, selected, clap, the sound associated with the J key, column two panning, column three sound selection, selected, hi-hat, the sound associated with the K key, press column three panning, value five, press left and right to change, wide note sound selection, selected, kick drum, the sound associated with the space key, wide notes panning, left line left sound selection, selected, scratch down, the sound associated with the E key, press left and right to change. Left line left panning, left line right sound selection, selected, scratch up, the sound associated, left line right panning, right line left sound selection, selected, scratch up, the sound associated.
By the way, this is, this is on the tutorial, but, I went in here and I'm like, wow, this is, like, so you can basically change the panning and, like, how far it pans, but I actually like this.
Left line right line left sound selection, selected, scratch up, the sound is right line left panning, value 5, press left and right to change, right line right sound selection, selected, scratch down, the sound associated with the I key, press left and right line right panning, back button, press enter to activate.
Alright, so that's alright, so
column zero sound selection,
F,
selected, bass drum, the sound associated with the D key, press left and right to change, column 0, column 1 sound selection, selected, snare, the sound associated with the F key, press
F,
left and right to change, column 1, column 2 sound selection, selected,
J,
clap, the sound associated with the J key, column 2, column 3 sound
J,
selection, selected, column 3, wide note sound selection, selected, kick drum,
bass,
the sound associated with the space key, wide notes, left line left sound selection, selected,
scratch
down,
the
sound
accessibility options,
vertical menu with 25, narration speed selection, narration, audio cues, button, high contrast mode checkbox, not checked, dark, slower movement speed checkbox, not checked, reduce the movement speed in races, press enter to toggle. Column 0 note color selection, selected, light blue. Column 1 note color selection,
and these are
selected,
low vision
red, options,
so
vertical menu with 19, main menu, vertical menu, credits button, option, arcade, continue button, press enter to activate.
Alright, I'm gonna continue, and we're going to get
mission
a mission
selection.
Degree
of missions, standard mission difficulty,
current
mission is Elijah's last 50 credits.
Now,
tutorial,
this
gold
is
medal,
the first tutorial
mission to the right,
that I'm
press enter to start
going
mission,
to
press
start
direction
this,
to select another mission,
and
press the tab key
I
to change the mission difficulty.
Don't know
press
if it's gonna
to
allow
back
me to,
loading mission.
Story.
This tutorial uses these keys, D, F, J, K, space, press any gamepad button to hear the gamepad controls. Downloading.
TFJ.
Press enter to continue,
okay.
Or escape to go back. Elijah has jacked his neural interface into the sequence. He is
okay,
not
running
the orange like racetrack, which twists and bends through a dreamlike skyscape.
Let me.
There are five other rigs on the track with him, all ready to start the race.
And won't let me play the actual introduction to the mission, story mission.
First, listen to the audio cues, then repeat the pattern in time with the music. For the kick drum, repeat the pattern with the space key. For the hi-hat, repeat the pattern with the kick. For the bass drum, use the beat. For the clap, use the jiggy. For the snare, use the FD. The Elijah Gale says, Dylan, am I doing this right? When I stay in sync, I go faster. Kelly says, have you tried not staying in sync? Elijah Gale says, what? No. Hang on, we're off again.
Well, that was a bit slower. I don't know what's going on with there. That was,
Results. Mission complete. Press enter to continue.
Okay, that's,
Mission selection.
Okay, missions. But it won't, again, there's
Elijah's last 50
story
friends.
Here
Tutorial.
That, won't let me,
there is a mission
won't
to
let
the
me
right.
Do it.
Press enter to start the mission. Press a direction to select another mission. Press the tab key to change the mission. A simple job. A tutorial. Gold medal. There are missions above to the left to the right. Damon Hustle, not available in the demo, not yet complete, there is a mission below, a simple job, Elijah's last, the fast and the curious, a tutorial, not yet complete, there is a mission to the left, a simple job, a tutorial, gold medal, Elijah's last 50 credits, a simple job, a tutorial, gold medal, there
I'll
are missions above
one.
To the left to the right. Loading mission, this tutorial uses these keys, E, R, U, I, press any gamepad button to hear the gamepad
okay,
controls.
Okay, but it won't let me do,
press
enter to
continue,
do the conversational
or escape to go back.
Story, okay.
For the scratch-up sound, tap the U key. For the scratch down sound, tap the I key. For the scratch up sound, tap the R key. For the scratch down sound, tap the E key. Try again.
Oops.
Try again.
Seriously?
Try again. Try again. We'll be right back.
a massive straightaway.
Results. Mission complete. Press enter to continue.
Alright, so that's easy enough, I suppose.
Mission selection. The route of missions. Standard mission tip. The fast and the curious.
Now this is the
here's a mission to the left. Loading mission. Mission objective. Finish in first place. Done loading. Press
now,
enter to continue. Or escape to go back.
Basically the story is you know, now you got this new contact that basically says that you're nothing and you basically have to prove yourself to this Grave or whatever the hell this guy's name is. It won't give you the conversation again, but anyway.
Elijah has jacked his neural interface into the address in the Margrave's contract.
Margrave.
The other demon is on the track, just ahead of Elijah. Second place, the Margrave says that rig of yours has a speed boost, I assume? The Margrave says I hope you know how to use it, or you don't stand a chance. Hit notes to build a boost power meter. First place. Now hold H to speed boost. Notes are removed from the track while using speed boost. Gain boost power. And use speed boosts to win the race. Second place. Power max.
Oh, come on, second place.
Power max. Power max. Power max. First place.
Oh, yes.
Power max. Results.
Mission yes, complete. I freaking completed it this time. on video. Sweet. So I've pretty much completed the demo missions.
Story screen. The terminal displays connecting. Elijah says, do you still prefer your daemons with experience? The Margrave says, never question my decisions. Get out. The terminal displays connection dropped. Mission selection. Speed boost unlocked. The speed boost ability allows you to accelerate and skip over notes, at the cost of boost power. Hold H to boost. Speed boost works well on straight sections of track. Press any button to continue.
Alright, so...
The Margrave contracts. Not yet complete and bonus objective not complete. There is a mission to the left.
Alright, so this is the first, like...
The Fast and the... Elijah's last 50 credits. A tutorial. A simple... The Fast and the Curious. A tutorial. The Margrave contracts. The Fast and the Curious. A tutorial. The Margrave contracts. Not yet complete.
Alright, let's do it.
There is a mission to the left.
This is the first non-tutorial mission. Let's go ahead and do it, and then I'll
click. Story screen. The terminal displays incoming chat request from the Margrave. The Margrave says, I'm almost ready to forgive you for interrupting me earlier.
Now, all of the tutorial missions have story stuff like this as well, but this is a mission that I've not done, so it came up. Also, this thing is pretty much takes place on a computer for 24/7, or well, I mean, this Elijah guy is pretty much on his computer, pretty much. And the story always takes place on this thing, so that's why you hear the computer's fan noise in the background.
Elijah says, okay. The Margrave says, if you behave yourself, I may have another job for you. This is a time-sensitive delivery. Loading mission, mission objective, finish within the time limit, bonus objective, hit notes with 85% accuracy, worth 20 credits. Done loading.
All
press
right.
Enter to continue, hit
notes
or escape to go back.
85% accuracy, I can... Let me do that.
Power max. Power max. Power max. Power max.
Oh, I'm getting fucking hard now.
Result. Mission complete. Press enter to continue.
I did it, but I know I missed a couple.
Mission selection. The grid of missions. Standard mission difficulty. The current mission is the Margrave contracts. Bronze medal and bonus objective not complete. There is a mission to the left.
Oh,
press enter to start the mission.
Damn you.
Press a direction to select another mission. The Fast and the Curious. The Margrave contracts. Bronze medal and bonus objective
hey,
not
is
complete.
That,
there is a mission to the left. The past Emma Curious, a tutorial, the Margarine contracts, bronze medal, and bonus objective not complete. There is a mission to the left.
Hey, I mean, I completed it, but,
The past Emma Curious, a tutorial, a simple job, a Damon Hustle, not available in the demo, not yet complete. There is a mission below. A simple job, a Elijah's last 50, a simple, the past Emma, the Margarine contracts, bronze medal, and bonus objective not complete. There is a mission to the left.
I completed it, but there's no more missions in the demo, I guess. I mean, like, I can go back and try to earn the goal later, but I don't know. Yeah, well,
Main menu, vertical menu with 6 items, selected, continue button, press enter to activate, press up and down to select other items.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed that demo. It appears that's the last mission in the game I could play, which really showcases, you know, what we're in for. And it was fun. I sometimes think that, even though I think I feel like I have the timing down, I'm still getting, like, it. I press the right thing and it, like, thinks I'm, like, a millisecond too late. Otherwise, yeah, that last mission, yeah, like the multiple, different times, signatures, and the, multiple keys, you know, per thing, you know, something a bit, but, I mean, as it always does, I'm totally up for the challenge, although I don't know how to steer. With, you know, like, because there's going to be obstacles and stuff that you're going to have to steer around that apparently it is possible to do. But I hope that as it gives you guys a good look at what the Student Storm is, what it may become. And, you know, it's got a pretty good, it's pretty playable now. I may just pick it up, so. I will, and you know, like, support developers that are trying to make their games accessible. That's all I'm saying. Even if you're not into rhythm games, which, you know, this is a pretty good EDM style soundtrack we got going on here, so I'm totally into this. If you play with a keyboard, if it can connect your Xbox controller or your PlayStation controller, excuse me, go ahead and do that. But since I am a yawning wreck right now, I guess it might be time for me to head to bed. So it is almost 1:30. So this game, plenty of time for this demo. That has been a demo of Sheik and Storm, everybody. I'm probably going to do a playthrough of this game, most likely. See you all next time.